To the American Psychological Association, about 40% of Americans battle with anxiety every day. In our private practice, we see that being much higher. We see it more like 60 to 65% of Americans at the very least are dealing with anxiety on a daily basis. And how do we know that? Through the increase in addiction to food, the increase in addiction to alcohol, the increase in addiction to social media, the increase of addiction, you've figured out anxiety is one of the greatest causes of our drive for addiction. Something to numb the anxiety, to numb the pain, to numb the worry, to numb, you get it, right? David Essel here for the past 45 years now, helping people to heal with all kinds of different walks in life that I have as a counselor, master life coach, author, and more. So I want to talk today about what's the first step with anxiety. You know, we did a video not long ago about the first step with depression, I believe it was, that we dealt with, and now it's anxiety. Because anxiety is so rampant, it's incredibly important that we take the time to step back when we are having an anxiety attack or we're feeling extremely anxious. It doesn't matter what's causing anxiety. If it's walking in by yourself to a networking event, if it's going to a movie by yourself, that can create anxiety. If it's having a conversation with a loved one or a partner that's going to be pretty tough, that can create anxiety. Starting a new job can create anxiety, right? Gaining too much weight can create anxiety. I mean, there's just so many different things that can help create and establish that anxiety identity in us. The more we talk about our anxiety, the greater it becomes. So step one is going to be limiting your self-talk. Stop talking to people, oh my God, I just have the worst anxiety. I couldn't sleep last night because of my anxiety. Oh, I have the worst anxiety. I couldn't go here because... Self-talk can kill us. Self-talk can take that anxiety and make it a billion times worse. So the very first step we're going to do is we're going to say, we need to stop the self-talk. We need to stop the self-talk in the brain that I have anxiety, self-talk with others about our anxiety. That's number one. Number two, I'm going to go right back to something that people are always shocked at how effective this is. Bring that anxiety up to your chest. It's like you're holding it. You're holding it like a mother's holding a crying baby. Thich Nhat Hanh, one of the greatest Buddhist teachers ever, has that analogy all the time. Hold that pain. Hold that pain as if it's a baby crying. Now, what would you do? You look at anxiety and you say, what's wrong, baby? What's going on? You talk to the anxiety. And let's say the anxiety goes, well, you know, we're going into this meeting by ourselves. We don't know anyone here. We're not good at small talk. We're not good at socialization. Oh, okay. I understand why you're here. I totally get it. We've gone down this road before, haven't we? You know, a lot of times the reason why we come up with this anxiety is because we've procrastinated taking care of it. But I'm going to take care of you today. I'm going to hold you. I'm going to tell you that we're going to do fine. I'm going to tell you we're going to be okay. We're going to go in and do our very best. Now that I understand why my anxiety came up to get my attention, and I appreciate it very much that you let me know that you're there, let's go back down. Let's allow ourselves to settle that anxiety back down. And now that we know the origin of the anxiety, going into an environment we don't feel comfortable with, let's do some 10 deep breathing, 10 deep breaths, just to calm the brain. The brain turns into haywire when we're going through anxiety-driven moments or moments of depression, etc. So we want to be able to calm the brain. And then after you do that, make a plan. How am I going to boost my confidence going into networking meetings by myself? Who do I have to hire? Who do I have to talk to? Is there a book to read that will help me overcome this anxiety? When did it begin? How did it begin? This is all work for professionals, but the amazing thing is, in about 2 minutes, you can bring that anxiety up, label it, find the origin of it, hold it, talk to it, allow it to go back down, and go into deep breathing to calm the brain. It's a beautiful step-by-step process. And if I can help you, reach out to me at talkdavid.com. We also have 5 books for free there that might help with your anxiety as well. Because of inflation, we have specials going on all the time that you can join us now, take advantage of the discounts. I struggled with anxiety my whole life. Well, I'll say until 1990. It was exposed. I didn't even know up until 1990. I had a very deep issue with anxiety. Since that time, I've done everything in the world to help myself manage it. And this is something I do on a regular basis. If there's something that's causing anxiety, I'm running late in traffic or something, I bring it up. I talk to it. I nurture it. I tell it we're going to be okay. And then I allow it to go back down and go into breathing. Then after that, I find a professional, someone to work with, and say, hey, I'm struggling with this pattern of anxiety that always comes up during this, 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 and this. And get help. I can work with you as well. We've got specials going on because of inflation. Reach out to me at talkdavid.com. I would love to reach out to you and to work with you and to eliminate this because it can be eliminated. Everything is at talkdavid.com. Have a beautiful day.